Hello.
Good afternoon.
This is Tea Time and Tutus with Caroline
and Deanna. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah. We hope you're having a lovely Monday and a wonderful leap day.
It's Woo-hoo! An exciting day.
It is. Also, that totally snuck up on me. I had no idea that it was a leap year until this weekend.
Yeah.
I looked at the calendar.
It was yesterday afternoon. I was like, oh, look, there's going to be a leap day.
Yeah, my goodness.
So happy birthday to everyone whose leap day birthday it is. That's a really special occasion.
Your birthday must be extra special because it only happens once every 4 years. So,
four times the fun.
Yeah, wow. I knew a kid in high school who had his birthday on a leap year. And they would joke that he was like divided, his age was like divided by four what everyone else's was, you know?
Like, oh, you're only 3 years old and I'm 12, like one of those.
Like, ha 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 ha. Aren't we all mature children?
It sounds pretty typical of like middle schoolers.
Anyways. Oh, so should we tell all of our listeners what our theme is today, Deanna?
We should I don't know if this is because of Leap Day or just because we're really excited about this theme.
Maybe it is because of Leap Day.
All right. In honor of Leap Day, then, we have a special show planned.
Yes, we do. So Deanna and I both picked an artist that we kind of want to showcase, I guess. So I chose Fleetwood Mac. If you couldn't already tell, that was my song that I just played. And Deanna?
I'll be playing The Vaccines today.
Good choice.
Yeah.
So actually, you just heard Say You Love Me by Fleetwood Mac, obviously, from their self-titled album. Yeah, it's one of my favorites of theirs.
It's a good one.
Yeah. I was singing along. Well, you probably didn't know. Deanna saw a little bit of it.
I did. It was excellent.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed that little performance.
Yay. Yeah, I'm pretty excited for the show. I think it's going to be a great one, so stay tuned.
Yeah, we'll see how the two artists go together, but hopefully they should match up pretty well.
I think so. They're both kind of like alt-rocky, like not super hardcore, but like have a nice like upbeat, very danceable.
Yeah.
We love quality.
Oh, yes, we do. All right. So, should we get back to it?
Yes. So, more Fleetwood Mac for you coming up.
Woohoo!
Thank you.
And we're back. So you heard a couple more Fleetwood Mac songs just now. Surprise, surprise. So the first one was Hold Me from their album Mirage, which came out in 1982, according to my iTunes library. And then you heard Little Lies from Tango in the Night, which was their album from the later 80s. And then the last one was You Make Loving Fun from Rumors, which they released in the late 70s. This is all according to my iTunes library. If you think it's incorrect, you can fact check me and let me know.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I want to provide you guys with like a little extra information to put it in context, you know? Yeah, it's been really hard to choose my favorite songs because there's so many good ones. Like, I was just looking through my music library like, oh no, maybe I should have played this one or this one. But you really can't go wrong. They're all going to be good.
No, they're all so good.
Yeah, these are definitely my favorites, though. I guess if I had to pick a top five, maybe these would be them.
It's a solid list, I have to say. Yeah.
Yeah, their more popular ones are also very fun. I'm not really playing... I mean, I don't really know if I'm playing those or not, but I think the more well-known ones...
I mean, I don't know a ton of Fleetwood Mac, but I knew some of these.
I just think they're really good.
They are really good.
Yep, my mother introduced me to them over winter break. So, hi, Mom, if you're listening on the archives. Thank you.
This weekend, I went home this weekend, and I was talking to my mom about Fleetwood Mac. Mm. And we searched the house at, like, 6:50 in the morning to see if we could find a Fleetwood Mac CD to listen to in the car on the way up. But it was unsuccessful. And then we decided we should probably leave.
Yeah, perhaps.
So, Fleetwood Mac car ride in spirit.
That would be a great car ride.
If you're listening, Mom. Hi, Mom.
Shout out to your enjoyers.
The show.
Is anyone else listening? If you're listening, hello. If you're not our mothers, shout out to you as well.
Yes. Shout out to anyone listening to the show. You guys are the champions.
Yeah, you guys rock.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
We're getting a phone call.
We are getting a phone call. Oh, God.
Here, I'll just pick
Deanna,
that.
Please help. Oh, here we go.
Good, how are you?
Wow, this is very exciting.
Oh, we're glad to hear it. We actually have a caller. What's your name? Hi, Brian.
Deanna's on the phone now.
They are. They are Chris... What? Could you say it one more time? Chrissy McPhee songs.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
All right, well, Deanna's having a lovely conversation with our...
Would you like to choose a song to listen to?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're... Well, whatever you'd like. We're...
We might have a Fleetwood Mac request.
From who? Fleetwood Mac? Okay, more Fleetwood Mac coming up.
All right.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye.
Well, thank you to our caller, Brian.
Yeah, great to hear
from
you.
Seems like we have a Fleetwood Mac fan in our midst. I'm glad to hear it.
They're all around us, I believe.
I believe so, too.
Yeah. All right, should we get back to the music?
Yeah, all right, so here's another Fleetwood Mac song. I think it'll be the last one, unfortunately. I could probably play Fleetwood Mac for the full hour or over an hour, but it is. We will switch over to hear our other featured artist after this song.
Cool.
All right, well, we hope you enjoy.
Well, who am I to keep you down?
right when you die. Old and bony, dawn breaks like a bolt through the hall. Never should have called, but my head's to the wall and I'm lonely. And if you turn to me like a girl takes to the wind, I'd have jumped from my trees and guided dance like the king of the ice, so as the rest of our lives would have been Godspeed, all the beggars are done, and they all cut their thumbs and bleed into their buns till they melt away. I'm looking in on the good life I might be doomed never to find. Without a trust, the flaming fields am I too dumb to refine? To me, like when I didn't dance like a queen of the eyesores, and the rest of our lives were fed well.
Don't go thinking you gotta be tough. you down. I told you about all those fears and the way they did run. You sure must be strong. And you feel like an ocean made warm by the sun.
We're back.
Hello, hello.
So, I have a confession to make, which is that I, per usual, as my undecisive self, decided to change. So, instead of the vaccines, that was actually the Shins you heard play.
Wow.
Surprise.
Who'd have known?
So, you just heard first it was New Sling from O Inverted World, and then Simple Song from Port of Morrow.
Hmm. Oh, and before that, finishing up our Fleetwood Mac time, we had Dreams from their album Rumors, which I believe is a Stevie Nicks song for our Fleetwood Mac fan who said we're playing a lot of Christine McVie.
He wasn't wrong.
Yes, he was not wrong. I did realize that most of those songs I was taking were from a playlist that were just that was just devoted to her songs, so that is why that happened. Thank you for noticing.
That'll do it. Yeah, I love the Shins.
Me too, yeah. I very much approved of all the songs you just played.
Thanks. They're just, like, super, like, laid back, but you can still kind of jam out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good mix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shins are a nice, mellow, but still, like, upbeat group.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
It reminds me a lot of last semester. Like, I listened to them a lot last semester.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Shins always remind me of the springtime, actually.
Interesting. We've got conflicting memories here.
Yeah. Wow. That doesn't normally happen, Deanna.
I know. We're usually, like, totally in agreement on music.
I know.
I think I can handle this one.
Yeah. I mean, we still agree that the Shins are a great group, so.
Exactly.
That's all that really matters.
Yeah. You were saying you liked them in high school also.
Yes, I did. I mean, I still like them, but I definitely listened to them more in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Should we get back to it, play some more
we
of the Shins.
Do more. I just want to let everyone know. So,
ooh.
I went to this really cool event today that was it was hosted by the Urban, it's called UP3, which is Urban Prosperity Planning and Policy, the Urban Planning Club for undergrads on campus. And they had an event where they brought in a speaker from this architecture firm from Copenhagen, and they were talking
about... Oh, that's really
cool. Yeah, it was all about how, like, cities can be designed around people. It was really interesting in, like, how we should focus on, like, making the streets more walkable, and, like, if we do that, it makes it better for people who are driving through also. It's just, like...
Interesting.
Yeah, so...
That sounds like a really cool talk.
It was, yeah, for the, like, architectural nerd in me, since I'm an architecture major, I was pretty happy. It was great. Yeah.
Wow. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah. So
I don't know if I would have understood it, maybe. Well, I guess it makes sense. But, like...
Yeah, no, it was very, like, excessively phrased, so...
That's good. That's important.
It is good. Yeah. Mm. So I thought everyone would like to know about the movement towards livable cities.
It's important to know about.
Yeah. It's what you all want to hear, I know. yeah, so we can get back to the music.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Some more Shins.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Fabled lambs of Sunday ham, the HS norm.
time I take one on the chin. You're hindering your coach, you don't know how long I've been watching the light.
We're back.
Hello. So you just heard a set of songs from the Shins album, Winsing the Night Away, Australia, Sea Legs, and Phantom Limb.
All good choices.
Yeah. Australia is like one of my favorite songs.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely one of my favorite Shin songs, but also like one of my favorite songs just in general.
Yeah. It's perfect for like any mood, I feel like.
Yeah. It's very calming, but like not... It won't put you in, like, in a sad mood.
No. Like, I could listen to it when I'm kind of sad or, like, when I'm happy, but, like,
yeah,
it works either way.
Yeah, they're a very versatile artist.
They are, yeah. Definitely a favorite.
Yeah. Great. Well, I think we have a little special little announcement to make.
Oh, we do. It's PSA time, everyone.
Woohoo!
So, all right.
All right. Take it away, Deanna.
Here we go. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new, global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitichman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue in the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can call 617-627-3518. This is a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Yay! Cool. Thank you for telling us about the lovely art gallery, Deanna.
Oh, of course. I've actually never been to the Tufts Art Gallery, but it's it's on my bucket list.
Isn't it in the like sculpture center?
Yeah, it's like in the...
There's just stuff hanging on the walls. Isn't that it?
No. No, I think there's actually an art gallery.
Oh.
They do have like temporary exhibits that are like around. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they have a Jumbo exhibit last year?
They did. They had the thing on,
like,
P.T. Barnum and Jumbo.
Right. That was cool. I don't think I went and saw that either, but I remember hearing about it.
Yes.
And I heard it was very interesting.
I used to cut through that building a lot, and so I feel like I was in proximity to the art gallery.
Oh. You've spent some time there, you know?
Like, almost every day I walked past it.
Yeah. That'll add up.
Yeah.
You could say you've been there now.
Yeah, right. Close enough, I think.
Yeah, but do as the PSA says and go to the art gallery.
Yeah,
we should take our own advice here.
Yeah. I think they're doing an... It might not be there, but there's some exhibit coming up on, like, social justice artwork type stuff.
Oh, interesting.
I want to say.
That would be interesting to check out.
Yeah, definitely thought-provoking.
Yeah.
So, stop on by.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So,
well, I think we have a couple more songs from the Shins.
Yeah, we've got a little more Shins to wrap us up. Have a great week, everyone.
Yeah, this is probably going to be us signing off.
Yeah, it's our last February show.
Tomorrow is March.
Yeah, so March, I guess if we're coming in like a lamb, that means we go out like a lion, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
So that's frightening.
That's very frightening. Oh, no. I didn't even think about that.
Everyone hope for
March
a freak.
Comes in like a lamb and out like a lion.
Maybe we'll get a freak snowstorm tonight, and that'll like just get us the lion that we need to ease out.
I think it's supposed to get colder tomorrow.
Oh.
And the rest of the week. So maybe we'll just miss the lamb.
Maybe we'll like get a lion just in time.
But is this saying also true in the reverse? Like in like a lion, out like a lamb?
I think that's what it like... The idea is it's reversed, so it goes either way.
In like a lamb and out like a lion, or in like a lion, out like a lamb.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
That's a lot of L words to say there.
It is. It's quite the tongue twister.
Wow, March. March is always like a buffer month, I feel like.
It's never as warm as you want it to be.
Yeah, it's just like between the really cold winter and like when it truly becomes springtime, And you just want it to be springtime, but March is like still kind of cold.
I'm so ready for spring.
Oh, me too. I mean, it feels like spring today.
It does.
I want this to stick around.
People are like sitting out on the quad. It looks lovely.
I know. I saw someone wearing shorts today. Like,
wow.
Amazing.
I haven't worn my winter coat in a couple days.
Me neither.
It's amazing.
I mean, you don't need to. You don't need any sort of coat today. You can wear short sleeves and be totally fine. Otherwise,
still life.
You'll be sweating.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. It's very warm out.
So, enjoy the nice weather.
Yeah.
Hope while it lasts. For a freak snowstorm or don't, whatever you're feeling.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd hope for a freak snowstorm, but maybe like, just so that the end of March is nice.
Just like the minimal to qualify us for a lion.
Yeah. Whatever that minimum would be, we should all hope for that.
I'm down for that.
It'll pay off in the end, I think.
Yeah.
Spring will come faster.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, it was a pleasure playing Fleetwood Mac for you all today.
It was a pleasure to play the Shins for you all today as well. So we hope you enjoyed our show.
Yep. We'll be back next week with more music.
Yes. Probably more of Fleetwood Mac and the Shins.
Probably.
But in
thrown
smaller
in.
Doses.
Yeah. They will maybe still be there, though.
Yeah.
Most likely. We'll see.
They tend to make an appearance.
All right. Well, have a lovely leap day.
Yeah. Have a great week. Tune back in next week at 12.
Woohoo.
Or next week at 1 o'clock.
I mean, tune in at 12, too. Yeah. The show before us is pretty good.
I'm sure it
but
is.
But also turn in at 12.
Especially turn in at 1. All right. So we're going to play some music and have a great day, everyone.
Bye.
I fell into dark times and you were there to help me through.